Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. The Reverend Al Green bringing us back. One of his classics, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm very excited about having our good friend Joseph Jaffe back on the show. Joe's the author of Flip the Funnel. Joe, how do we find you online, and when's that next book coming out?
Well, I've got to start writing it for it to be coming out, but I'm going to get through writer's block. But hopefully by April, May of next year. And the book is actually, I mean, I think small businesses are going to love it because it will. I'm going to attempt to make it much more small business focused than even the previous three. But it's really going to deal with the intersection of social, mobile, and local.
Yep.
When it comes to this, what I call the triple threat of growing a business and turning it into a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
But they can find me on my blog, www.jaffejuice.com, or otherwise Jaffe Juice on Twitter.
You're still doing your television show, your
yeah,
online television show,
Jaffe exactly.
Juice. You know, do you have guests on that show?
You know what? If I am going to have guests, I can tell you who's going to be the first. I'm talking to him right now.
I mean, not that I try to wheedle my way in there or anything. But if you ever have any guests, I'd be honored to be on your show. You know, I mean, I have guests on my show, Joe, and you know, you're on my show, so.
You know what? With faces like we have,
right.
I think we've got to do that sooner rather than later.
That's a good point. Hey, Joe. One of the things that I was saying when we went to the break, and I wanted you to one of your thoughts on, is I was just pointing out that. That in the 21st century, small business owners are going to find, in the second decade of the 21st century, they're going to find that this social media thing, which, as you know, I don't even like to use the term. I just do it because it's what's in the mainstream. But I prefer building online customer communities. That's what's really going on. When social media and small business comes together, it's all about building community. That's all it's about. That's the only thing it's there for, to build a community among your customers, get them, you know, connect with them a little bit better. And I think social media is, there's never been anything that's more custom made for the way a small business operates with this, as I said, the face-to-face being the original social media, than what we now call social media. What do you think?
I agree. And, of course, there are two interesting points there. I think one is, There is, and you and I debated this a little bit, but I'll kind of just qualify it a little bit more. I think it's important for small businesses to get going sooner rather than later. I'm sure you'd agree with me on that part.
Yes.
There is a danger, and we'll talk maybe about Facebook later. There is a danger when everyone is doing it, when everybody's just throwing away the follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, and where it becomes such a, it almost becomes like a dialing tone. But, of course, everybody has a dial tone, but you pick up your phone and you're not going to have a good conversation listening to a dial tone.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a problem with signal to noise, where there is too much noise and not enough signal. And that's why I think it's important for small businesses to begin building that database, build that community now, especially while the larger companies that often threaten you because of their size are, you know, lethargic and umming and erring and still hesitating. So I think that is an absolutely critical point here when it comes to this concept.
And let me stick something in there to what you just said that hopefully will get people a little more motivated. For thousands of years, the big challenge for all businesses, large and small, has been to become competitive, to gain a competitive advantage. How many times have you and I both said that in our careers? And that's the truth. And we still do need to be competitive. But I believe in what I'm calling the age of the customer, Joe, which is from here forward, you can be competitive and still fail because you became irrelevant. In other words, just having the best price, having the best product, having the best service, that's not going to help you to succeed all by itself. If you don't get to the person, if you aren't able to reach the customer in the ways that they want to be reached, then somebody else who has the same price, maybe even a little higher price, maybe not even exactly what the customer wanted as well as you do, if they get to them first, then you become irrelevant, even though you're competitive or more competitive. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually could not agree with that statement more. And I think, you know, I believe, and I said it even in the second book, even in 2007, that the four P's have become commoditized: product, price, place, and promotion.
Yep.
And in this world where everything we do and what we sell is ultimately becoming increasingly commoditized, relevance is the only thing that will differentiate. And so that's why in Flip the Funnel, I emphatically said that I believe customer service and its parent, customer experience, will become the key strategic and competitive differentiator, especially so, to your point, in a world which is becoming increasingly commoditized. Mm-hmm. It is service, and it is that pursuit of customer service excellence will ultimately, you know, lead a consumer to say, I'm going to company A versus company B.
But part of that service has got to be making sure that if the customer wants to be texted instead of emailed, or if they want you to reach them on Facebook instead of phoning them, or if they would rather, you know, whatever it might be, if they'd rather listen to the radio or watch television, whatever that customer wants, and this is all part of the community thing I was talking about earlier. If you can't connect with them in the way they want to be connected, then you might be competitive, but you still could be irrelevant.
Yeah, that's very true, and it's a shift from multi-channel marketing to kind of multi-channel servicing. We're very good at saying to customers, you can buy through our catalog, our 800 number, our store, our website, but we need to service them the exact same way. So yes, I agree with that statement very much so.
They're saying, I got to go to a break here. What they're saying is this, again, folks, you've heard me say this before. Customers are saying, I like you, but I'm not coming back. I want you to follow me home. That's what I think they're saying. Quick break. We've got more to come. Joe Jaffe is our guest. His book is called Flip the Funnel. JaffeJuice.com is his blog and his website. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.